800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number. All right, Flipper used to be the producer of the Sean Hannity Show, or one of the producers. Started out as a call screener, and then abandoned us for other shows. Isn't that true, Flipper?
I didn't abandon you. You know, I just had to move to a better day part for my schedule.
All right. Well, you have two young kids. Now, there's something that was very funny that happened the other day. We were talking on the phone, and your kids got on the line with me.
Yeah.
And so, and you have two beautiful children, Jack and Olivia.
Who, like Barack Obama.
Well, that's not exactly what they were telling me. As a matter, do I hear them in the background?
Hold on. I have to tell them that you're on the phone for them to start acting up. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, blame me for this.
You want to say hello
there? Yeah. Hey, Jack, how are you?
We like donkey. We like turkey. We like donkey.
Yeah, no. We like Sarah Palin.
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
No, wait. Put Jack back on. I want to talk to him.
Hey,
hi, John.
Hey, say to your mom, Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin. Go ahead.
Sarah Palin.
Now, listen, Jack. Hey, Jack, I want you to do one other thing. You still there?
All right.
Hey, Jack, you there? Hey, Jack, I want you to do one other thing.
Okay.
Say, I love turkey.
I love turkey. I love turkey. I love turkey.
All right. Good job, buddy.
Hello?
Good. Hello? Hey, can...
Oh, my God.
Now, I hear your daughter. Now, put...
Okay. I see. This is what happens.
By the way, I see you have really good control over your children.
Yeah, because it's something has to do with you. They don't act like this unless you're around.
Now, put Olivia on the phone.
Okay. All right. Guys. Okay. Oh, my God, I can't take her. Okay, wait, Olivia. Guys, all right, wait, Sean wants to talk to you.
Hey, Olivia, how are you, darling? You doing okay?
Hi.
Now, listen, tell your mom, say, you love moose meat. You love moose meat. Go ahead.
I love moose meat. You gotta stop this, Sean. It's not funny.
No, this is hilarious. Can I ask you a question? Do you have any control over your kids?
I do have control over them.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said you had a little problem with Jack in school. What is it?
Oh, wait. I did have a little problem with Jack in school.
What? Now, what's the story?
You know, he had parent-teacher conference yesterday, and teacher said that he, you know, he's a class clown. But she did say, all right, enough with Sarah Palin. All right, I'm going to be running away from them now. Hold on.
I'm running away from my children.
By the way,
you have really good control. I can see the kids really listen to you.
Wait, guys, please.
Now, do they listen to Victor?
Yes. they listen to me, but it's just,
yeah, they listen to you. I could tell.
No,
oh,
wait,
yeah.
Listen. I have a funny story for you. So his teacher said, well, the front... I can't. See? All right, Olivia, we don't like... No, we don't. No.
Hey, by the way, the kids don't listen to you, Jill. They listen to me.
I know. What's up with that? What's wrong with this picture? So his teacher said...
he's the class clown.
Yeah, and every week they have a mystery reader. One of the moms comes in to read a story, and the teacher said...
Yeah, I'm doing this for my kid's school.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to read?
I'm going to read Pinocchio.
The Constitution?
No, I might.
God.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, God, don't subject those kids to that.
Oh, don't subject them to the truth. Don't subject them to the...
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
How about the Declaration of Independence? Have you ever read it? Tell me something that's in there.
I'm not done telling you my story yet.
No. Name one thing in the Declaration of Independence.
How did I know? All right. Oh, yeah.
Don't know anything either.
I do know something.
What is it?
I can't concentrate with Olivia in the background screaming Sarah Palin.
What is it?
Olivia, stop.
What a great kid. By the way, tell the kids I'm going to buy them presents.
Sean said he's going to buy you a present if you be quiet.
No, I didn't say that.
He's going to buy you a present for saying Sarah Palin. Okay. I got to lock myself in this room. I'm running away from them.
So the mother's locking herself in the closet.
The teacher said that Jack, she said, I wonder who the mystery reader is going to be.
Yeah.
And my son blurted out, maybe it's John McCain.
He's such a good boy.
Is that funny? Because of you.
Because, listen, I'm just trying to teach the kids. Now, by the way, and so Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and I assume you're going to be eating. Are your kids going to be eating turkey like normal kids?
No.
Yes, they are.
No,
you're going to have a turkey at your house.
I really don't think I'm going to have turkey here after viewing some video with turkeys being slaughtered.
Wait a minute. Is Victor going to have turkey?
I'm not going to allow Victor to have turkey.
You're not going to allow... Would you like me to put Victor on and get his response?
He's not here.
Oh, okay. All right, now tell the kids, keep it up. Say I said to keep it up.
Sean said, keep it up. All right, stop now.
All right, we got to run. Flipper, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your tofu.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. This happened by accident the other day, and I said, guys, tell your mom, John McCain, and they started screaming it. Sarah Palin. Oh, it's driving. And Flipper is the biggest liberal if you're new to the program. All right, now let's get to our phones. Sheila